When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
They try to run her over. Fouquet got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
Hello, and welcome back to the Zoneheads Orlando, here with John Rollins and Luis to be your loud and proud Orlando hosts, talk everything soccer, and give you a little soccer report. What's happening here in Orlando. This is our sixth episode. If you have not done so yet, we encourage you to go over to the Loud and Proud Orlando YouTube channel and subscribe for more information and everything that we do on Orlando soccer. We just went over 1,000 subscribers. So if you were one of those subscribers, thank you for helping us reach that milestone. But if not, go over and get on there. Check us out. We do a city pod every Monday night and Thursday night, and a pride pod every Tuesday night. This is a little refresher here on Zoneheads. It gives you a little idea, but we've got a much larger format over there. I want to say hi to Luis, my co-host. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how are you, John? Well, definitely coming out of a loss against Columbus at home in front of 21,000 fans. Definitely frustrating for a lot of the fans, fan reactions. And also, you know, hopefully, you know, with a turnaround again against Chicago Fire, right? A very historic team in the league, but a team that definitely we could get 3 points away. So, yeah, we can talk about all of that.
For sure. We're going to dive in a little bit to Orlando City and then go on to Orlando Pride. So starting with the Lions, Luis, it was another disappointing home loss here. Tell us the story of the Columbus game on Saturday.
Sure. So the Lions returned home pretty much on a 3-game unbeaten streak, you know, but a video review moments before the halftime pretty much destroyed their tone for a physical matchup that they had with the Columbus Crew. Ultimately, unfortunately, Orlando fell to the Crew 2-0. And so, you know, you have to understand the Crew. It's a team that's well coached. It's a team that's going to be playing international competition. Right now they're in the final to be crowned the best team in North America. So they are a pretty big squad, and Orlando got a 2-0 defeat, two mistakes that cost us the game, in my opinion.
Tell us more about that, the VAR decision. We debated on the pod. Was it right? Was it wrong? Where do you land personally on that one? Myself, I was very frustrated.
So it was a controversial penalty. In the 41st minute, Cesar Araujo slightly tugged on Columbus's Columbus Crew Aiden Morris. He was tugging his shirt from behind. Morris fell forward into the box. And definitely when you see it on the play-by-play, it was, I felt he a little bit exaggerated the fall. But, you know, then again, referee Jair Marufo did not call it a foul. Orlando City eventually, you know, cleared and took the ball back all the way up to the midfield. And, you know, the Lions worked the ball in the box. And then Steven Moreira knocked down Luis Muriel, which is one of our strikers, for a foul. Marufo calls that a penalty. But then VAR called the ref on his ear. And he went to the monitor, and then after looking at it, he reversed his call on the field and awarded the penalty to Columbus for the soft touch Araujo foul, which obviously Uruguayan international Diego Rossi, which he already won a championship with LAFC, buried into the corner. Galese couldn't do anything, and then he gave Columbus the lead. And then, you know, he pretty much the willingness to overlook a foul on Rossi in the face attack prior to Araujo's infraction, you know, so you could tell that the referee turned over the decision, and it caught everyone by surprise. So that was what happened, John.
For sure. I mean, it was very frustrating to see. I think it's debate around VAR and how far back can you go with the play and still call it, you know, within a certain reasonable amount of time. There are rules on this. It seems like what was done was within the boundary of the rules, but also is not done very often and not seen. And then there's question marks over the actual, like you said, the penalty that was given and debate around that. So more controversy for the Lions to have to deal with at home. I feel like we are often getting the brunt of dodgy reffing decisions, Luis. But enough about that. Let's talk about the 3-5-2. Do we feel like it's working? You said before this, we got some good results with it. I mean, a draw against Miami was a little dull, but it's still the top team in the league and two other wins with this formation before this loss. So is it working, or do we need to rethink the 3-5-2?
Well, I mean, with Robin Jansen sidelined because of injury, you know, the 3-5-2 formation was Brekalo, Cartagena, and Rodrigo Schlegel on the back line, and it was super effective. I believe Rodrigo Schlegel and Cartagena have stepped up tremendously, same as David Brekalo. Obviously, they're humans, so they could commit mistakes. I feel in the second goal against Rossi, Brekalo probably had one mistake, probably was too slow to contain Rossi, and Rossi was too pacey and too good on the 1v1. So though Orlando City has had a lot of success with this formation, pretty much what was said was, you know, Facundo Torres, which is our DP, he cost $13 million for the club. He played defensively. He played at a left wing position, and then Dagerdan Thorhalsson play on the left, left wing back, and Thorhalsson did a good job. He probably wasn't as effective as other games, but also that's because Columbus's backline in mid is a good backline as well. So. And Torres then not really was any sort of type of influential in the attack. He had maybe a couple of crosses, if that. And unfortunately, Torres doesn't look comfortable in that position. And I feel like also something that has been so successful for Orlando, which is a double pivot with Araujo and Cartagena, now that's gone, you know, and it seems that the Lions lose against top teams like Columbus, lose a lot of their mid power and it's just not effective. Now, right now that formation is working. I feel knowing Oscar, he's going to stay on the 3-5-2. Personally, 4-2-3-1, I think it would be best. But then I'm not a coach, but I think Pareja is going to stay with that. I just don't think we should see Facundo Torres as a wing, as a defender, as a wing back. He's a winger. He's an attacking winger, and that's where he needs to remain. If not, put him as a 10. But playing in that position, it didn't make any sense in my opinion.
I agree. I think there's a lot of good things about the 3-5-2. I don't think we should give up on it yet, but maybe tweaking some of these roles that players are doing to be more suitable for their skill sets could be something we look at. Definitely Facu Torres, moving him out of that left wing back position. I don't think it suits him. So hopefully we'll see some changes coming up. One last thing on this Columbus game. It was another home loss. And I think, Luis, this speaks especially to our crowd here at the Zone Heads, of people who might be casual Orlando City fans or casual soccer fans, and they're going to games this year and leaving a little bit disappointed. We've had a series of home losses both last year and this year. Can you say at all why we were suffering at home?
Well, I mean, if you ask me my opinion, you have to understand it's just, the finishing quality it's a little lacking in my opinion. I feel that, Orlando has generated 12 shots with 5 on target against Columbus and scored 0 goals. You have players like Muriel, like Facu Torres, Jacqueline, Nicolodero, just shooting the balls wide. Unfortunately, Orlando doesn't have any problems generating attacking plays. It's just finishing the chances. This has been something that has happened the past 2 seasons. It's been Orlando Achilles heel. So I think that's one of the reasons. Now you have to understand, sometimes, they have a big responsibility to please the fans. Some of the fans, are fans of the result, and they expect Orlando to play like Chelsea or like Manchester City. And, they forget sometimes that also, they live in Central Florida, and our market is a little different than other teams in the MLS. Not to say one day we will get a Griezmann or a Lukaku or a Neymar, but at the moment, I feel like some of the signings have not panned out the way they probably might have, they originally thought they were going to pan out, like maybe Facu Torres, originally we thought, hey, he's going to be put in the number 10. That's going to motivate him to be the DP that we're looking for, that leader on the pitch. And we have not seen that. Same with maybe benching Martin Ojeda, which I think is being very heavily criticized by the fans. Another DP of ours that's coming off the bench. So last season it was Urgent Cara. This season is Martin Ojeda, you see. So all of that needs to change. I feel like we need to have our DPs on the pitch, and that they need to finish the play. I don't know what's going on in that scenario, but I think the finishing quality is not up to par. So, Oscar's going to have if this is an unsuccessful season, which is not making playoffs is definitely a not successful season. Then Oscar's going to have to reevaluate and see what he's going to do with some of the players that have less than a year left in their contract.
I agree. I think people want to see exciting soccer right now. The guys in our team that should be generating that are not performing. And that's resulting in home losses, or people leave and not see any goals and see the opposition score, but not ourselves, like the last 2 home games we've had. So hopeful for more coming up, Luis. Tonight, as you're listening to this, on Wednesday the 29th, the Lions will be facing Chicago Fire away. tonight we've got the Chicago Fire as we're listening to this, which will be an away match. It's going to be a difficult one for the Lions to get a result. I think we have the ability for no doubt, but we need to keep performing. Our away form is better than our home form, but we need to clean up these messes that we said that we've had from other games. So I'm hoping that we can do that. I'm hoping this team can show some development, some growth here. It's going to be an interesting matchup against a team that is down there in the table, not been playing well recently. They most recently got a draw away at DC, but before that, this team has been losing. So this is an opportunity here for the Lions to go away and get 3 points on the road to kind of make up for their losses they just had.
Yeah, you know, and they have exciting players also to watch. Hugo Kuipers, Sheridan Shaqiri, Brian Gutierrez, Chris Mueller. You know, some of those players are not also performing at the level that they've been expected, so they're in a similar situation as we do, but you know, we're higher up on the table and I feel that we're the better team. They drew away against DC United. That was some of the recent results, and they lost two at home. They have one of the worst home forms in the league right now, so they've lost a lot of their games at home. So you know, again, you know, this game, it's a perfect opportunity to shake it off, you know, forget about Columbus, go up in the table. I think if Orlando wins this game, they'll go eighth or seventh, depending on other results, and build from there. You know, they did it before. Now, you know, it's go time. Every game counts, and definitely, you know, hopefully we get to see Duncan McGuire. Hopefully he's getting a little better. Robin Jansen for sure, you know. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game, but it's a winnable away game. And I think we've been road warriors last season. That's one of the, like John was saying, one of the most important parts of our game last season. We need to replicate that for this season, John.
Definitely. And then later in the week, we got an opportunity at the New York Rebels. So that one, another away game. Hopefully we can get the end of this week, at least 6 points, which will be massive for us to drive us up the table. One last question for you. The summer is coming up, the summer transfer window. Do we need to shake things up in this Lions squad?
Yeah, for sure. I feel that we need to get under 22 initiative players. I think that's the only thing we could sign, right? So right now, you have to understand the Serie A transfer window opens July 1st. La Liga opens also July 1st. So a lot of them open in July. I feel like we need to target some under 22 initiative player, especially another striker, in case Duncan McGuire may be leaving, because there's rumors that he may be looking for his way out of the City Beautiful because his contract is up. So he may be looking to play in Europe. So we need to be ready, you know. Unfortunately, Jack Lynn, the last game he had against Columbus wasn't his best. He's a great prospect, no doubt, but unfortunately, he should not be our number two. You know, I think we need to have another player that would be able to do that. Also, we need a little bit more depth defensively as well. You know, maybe another left wing, right wing, somebody that could play both sides under 22. You know, and again, that's going to be Rico Moreira's job to find out and Luis Musi and tried to target some youth. There are some rumors about an under 22 center back from Chile, Saldivia, but you know, that kind of has gone to kind of cold waters right now. So we'll see what happens, but definitely I see Orlando making some move this summer.
Let's see what happens with a potential of a big transfer out of Duncan McGuire and how that might shift things around and we could maybe make some moves in the transfer market. Moving on to the Orlando Pride. I mean, this team, Luis, just can't stop winning. They have set a new record in the NWSL for most consecutive wins in a row. 8 wins in a row for this team now, beating the previous tied record they had for 7 wins in a row with Seattle Reign. Now is our record as Orlando Pride for 8 wins. Bob Rabanda has 8 goals in 7 games. This team is top of the table with 27 points, no losses. And this one against the Portland Thorns, to give you a quick recap, it was another great win. Bob Rabanda getting 2 goals in the first half. And then the second half, the Portland Thorns were actually get back into it. But we still really feel like they weren't doing enough to be able to tie the game back up. And the Pride look sure to get their 8th win in a row. Bob Rabanda in this game scoring some really great goals. The first one, a header that kind of fell to her in the box, and she did a powerful header looping over the top of several players to nestle in the corner. And then the second goal, if you have not seen it, go and watch the highlights from this game, because the Brazilian goat herself, Marta, makes an incredible pass with the outside of her foot to put Bob Rabanda through for her second goal, where Banda looks like she's playing a video game at times. She runs up in front and pulls the ball around the keeper, who falls to the ground, and then just slots it home coolly and calmly to make it 2-0. Like I said, the Portland Thorns managed to get one back in the second half, but the Pride went on to get their 8th win in a row. Luis, tell us what's up next for this Pride team. You know, who is going to be their next victim is the word I'll use.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're going to be facing San Diego Wave. You know, the NWSL is one of the most difficult leagues for women's sports. Why? Because they get to face their competition twice. So teams already have film of what you're going to be doing or what you did in the first game, and they're going to try to obviously outsmart you and tactically outdo you. So they're going to be playing Alexis Morgan, San Diego Wave. They're going to be visiting San Diego. They've only had some draws and losses. They've only beat Utah Royals in the last 5 games. They had a pretty lackluster draw against Angel City. So they are a team that are looking for wins. And Orlando, last time they played them, made him look pretty weak, you know, especially an Orlando team that doesn't have the star power they do. Last time we played, it was a 1-0 win at home. It was Barbara's Banda's first game. And on their side, Sheridan had a great game, but that was the only one. Alex Morgan was non-existent. Emily Sams did a great job marking her the whole game. So some of the players that we need to watch out, obviously, Alex Morgan, Shaw, Gurma, Sheridan, McCaskill, Dahl Kemper. These are national team players. So definitely it's going to be, you know, in their A game, they're definitely a powerful team. But lately, we've seen that this Pride team, it's just unstoppable on pressing the ball, especially when the other team is in transition. They know how to be bothersome, get the ball back, and then go off the counter, and then they have the attacking third to score some goals. They need to work a little bit on their finishing, but I feel that with Barbara Banda on there, it's going to be great. In this game, we're probably going to have you know, Marta probably is not going to play because she has to play a friendly. Same with Rafa. So a lot of the Brazilian players won't be playing. But despite that, you know, there's a squad of young, talented players that have already faced the Wave that are going to be able to withstand their pressure. Brianna Martinez is one of them. Emily Sams, Kylie Strom, Carrie Abello, Summer Yates. Julie Doyle, Ali White, and then Barbara Band up top. So if you have not yet gone to a Pride game to see Barbara Banda, if you are no CSC fan and you've seen and you've paid your hard-earned money and then you see them lose, you don't want to miss the Pride. They're in phenomenal shape. Their next game is going to be $8. $8 tickets, John, celebrating their eight consecutive straight wins. $8 tickets. That's like cheaper than a beer. I think a beer in at the stadium is like $12.
I mean, this team is one of the most exciting things to see right now in the league. Definitely one of the most exciting things to see in Orlando. So 100% go check out the Pride if you have not done so. For only $8, you can see Barbara Banda terrifying defenses. And it's an exciting thing when she's out there on the field. And this one, the last game, we saw Marta and her combining. So you're watching a resurgence from the greatest of all time Brazilian legend in Marta alongside the new, young, hungry powerhouse that is Barbara Banda and everybody else in this team. I think we talk about the stars, but it's top to bottom, just an incredible team effort here by the Pride to secure, 11 games played, no losses, 8 wins, 3 draws. They're just having an incredible season. And so you got to go check it out. You got to go watch them. Make sure you're there, like Luis said before, make sure you're there before the end of the season. I mean, obviously, we want to have you all there when this team tears it up. But go check them out now. And you won't regret it for $8. That's some incredible value for money. I want to thank everybody who's listened to the Zoneheads Orlando, Loud and Proud Orlando Soccer Report. If you like what you hear, you can subscribe to us at Loud and Proud Orlando on YouTube. You can catch the Pride Pod on Tuesday nights or the City Pod on Mondays and Thursday nights. Or you can listen to us later wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on social at LPO underscore podcasts on X and Instagram, and on Facebook as Loud and Proud Orlando. I've been John Rollins, your host here, along with Luis Carlos Pineda. And as always, we say, Vamos Orlando.
Today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast brought to you by Authentic Audio Productions, your go-to source for audio production of any kind. Commercials, ad reads, you want videos that you can post to your social media accounts to help support and promote your business? Authentic Audio Productions can help. Visit us online, AuthenticAudioPro.com. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. Please like, rate, review, subscribe. It goes a long way. And if you keep consuming our content, we'll keep cranking them out. Chat soon, Zoneheads.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Lunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
If your small business has a problem, you could say,
ugh, just my luck.
But you should say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.